This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back to another interesting episode of the Motivational Mondays of the coolest podcast ever. My name is Billy and I am here to entertain you for a few minutes. On today's episode, I'll be speaking about contrast and its importance in the process of manifestation. And I'll be speaking about another one of my role models, Abraham Hicks. She is the person that actually helped me understand the importance of contrast in the process of manifestation. With that said, let me get into the first segment of this podcast and speak about contrast. So the dictionary definition of contrast is to show a difference. In general terms, that's what contrast is. When you're contrasting something, you basically spotting the difference between two things. I'm an artist, and in the art world, contrast is really, really important. It brings your work to life. And I didn't know that contrast transcends just the comparison of maybe color or temperature or whatever, but rather contrast transcends everything and is basically a principle. And what I understand is the fact that contrast shows duality, and duality is a principle that governs the universe. So what I'm basically trying to say is the fact that we can't escape contrast. You need to be poor so you can appreciate being rich. If you've never been down, you'll never appreciate being up. And that's what contrast is. Contrast is basically that difference between the life that you want to live and the life that you're living right now. And the process of getting the life that you want to live is manifestation. And you need contrast in order to realize the fact that I am not living the life that I want to live. You need contrast to help you see where your end goal is and where you are. And even when you look back, when you've achieved much, it's the contrast of having much compared to not having that's gonna make you feel like you've achieved, if having much is your goal. And if that's what's gonna make you feel satisfied, negativity is not all bad because of contrast. We basically need contrast in our lives so we can see the difference between good and bad, so we can feel the difference between right and wrong, happy and sad, all of those things that govern our lives. So contrast is a very important aspect of life that cannot be escaped. With that said, let me speak about Abraham Hicks, one of my role models. The weirdest thing about Abraham Hicks is the fact that she's a woman. Her birth name is Esther. I don't want this to be a podcast on who she is as a person. Rather, it's more about why she is my role model and the role she has played in my life. Maybe I'll have a part two later on in life where I will explain who she is and all of that good stuff that will make you guys understand. But right now, it's more about why she's important in my life and the role that she's played in my life. Because Abraham Hicks has such an incredible energy. I just explained this concept of contrast to you guys, and it was really inspired by Abraham Hicks. There's so many other concepts like resistance that Abraham Hicks has helped me understand and capture, because she has this incredible gift of simplifying anything to do with the law of attraction, anything to do with manifestation. And I feel like she helps millions of people worldwide understand and grasp concepts that they would feel like they can't understand on their own. Or sometimes she just gives you some reassurance if you need reassurance because you're not sure or you're doubtful or whatever the case might be. Sometimes she'll shed new light on a concept and expand on your knowledge and your understanding of a concept, you know. Sometimes she'll help you solve problems. She'll help you get over obstacles that you feel like you can't overcome. And that's what I really love about Abraham, is the fact that she has this gift of speaking her mind and making anything simple enough for even a child to understand. It's not a gift that everybody has, and that's what makes her special, because I believe, even though I've never been in her presence, I've only been in contact with her via listening to snippets of her seminars on YouTube, I feel uplifted, I feel connected to my higher self every time I listen to her. So when I'm feeling disconnected, when I'm feeling a bit lost, when I'm feeling like I don't understand, you know, I'll just play Abraham Hicks clip and I'll feel like I understand. And especially in my life, with contrast and resistance, those are the two things that she's helped me understand, and she's helped me maneuver differently, you know. It's listening to her seminars and just paying attention to her and what she's saying, and the desire to wanna understand, that helps me change my life. And people like Abraham Hicks and all my other role models play key roles in my life, especially when I feel like I don't have guidance, when I feel like I don't understand. You know, I always turn back to them for specific areas in my life, for specific challenges that I might be facing. I always turn back to my role models. This week's episode is the last episode on my role models. I will be on a new topic next week, a fresh new perspective on a topic that will interest my listeners and the people that care about this show. I really want to thank you for listening to me. It's always a pleasure doing this. I really enjoy the process of making these podcasts and editing them and delivering them to you guys. You can find me on social media at RenownBilly, specifically on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be with you again next week. I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.